You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 4 and verse 1. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. The scripture says, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. You know, in my early days of being born again, this particular verse became the verse I use in judging Bible translations. So any versions of the Bible that I pick that did not render this Psalm 4 verse 1 like this, I have my caution in reading that translation. I may check that translation for other references, but definitely that version will not be the main version that I will read. Because I noticed that many modern translations have changed this verse 1 because it doesn't make sense to them. They don't understand. You see, it's difficult when you don't have the mind of Christ and you are writing the Bible or translating the Bible rather. It's difficult. Some things you will see, you think, no, it can't be exactly like this. But it's exactly, it is. King James got it absolutely and perfectly right. He said, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Do you know God enlarges us in distress? When God takes us through pain, through difficult times, that's when he's enlarging us. If you genuinely see a preacher that is preaching the word of God and bringing the light and revelation of Christ to people, and people have been greatly transformed, I can tell you, I don't need to know that preacher. This preacher has suffered greatly. There is nobody that is effective in the preaching of the word of God that has not suffered greatly. There is nobody. Because there is a way that God uses suffering. The Bible says Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. And yet today I will hear preachers and say, there is nothing to benefit in suffering. How can you say that you are suffering and then there is something in it? There is not. You know, people just say all kinds of things. Yeah, the Bible says Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. If suffering brought blessing to Jesus, how much more you and I? And I can tell you that every one of us, suffering has been a blessing to us. I have learned many things in my suffering than in my pleasure. I have learned many things in my pain than in my comfort. God takes you through challenges every day. And whether you like it or not, you are actually going to go through it, except you are not following Jesus, because narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. He says, he enlarges me in distress. When God wants to enlarge you, he takes you through some tough path. He takes you through some painful path. People may be against you. People may speak against you. Your spouse may be against you. People at work may hate you for no reason. Somebody in your family may just hate you. And you see, in that moment, God can be imputing genuine, sincere love into you. Because that presents you opportunity to love your enemies. You may read it in the Bible, love your enemies. And you may think that's a great idea. But it is until the day you truly see an enemy that you will now understand whether you can love your enemy. He said, do good to them that hate you. Don't you know that what the average person does is that at best, you will avoid somebody that hates you. But Jesus didn't say we should avoid. He said we should rather act contrary to our nature. You see, the word of God will always make you to act contrary to your natural self. So act contrary by going to now do good to that person. God enlarges us. He increases us. If God wants to increase your faith, you think he will just drop a supernatural faith on you? No. God will give you situations and circumstances bigger than you, that you need to trust God. That's why God always commissions every man he has called to do something greater than them, because they will need faith to do it. They cannot do it in their own strength, nor in their own energy. So, brethren, we are enlarged in our distress. But then he prayed, he says, have mercy on me and hear my prayer. My prayer is that whatever you may be going through, the Lord will show you mercy and hear your prayer also in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.